This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. The Chinese government expects the earthquake death toll to soar past 50,000. Today, President Hu Jintao was in the disaster zone. NPR's Melissa Block is in Chengdu.
President Hu told the soldiers they must race against time as they work in areas flattened by the earthquake. Strong aftershocks continue. One struck today when I was conducting an interview in Chengdu.
Let's go.
It was a false scare. Chengdu is fine. But near the epicenter, these aftershocks today caused landslides that buried cars and once more blocked access to the most devastated areas. China's housing minister has promised an investigation into why so many schools collapsed, killing thousands of children. He said shoddy work and corruption could be a cause. Local officials say they urgently need body bags, and crematories are full.
NPR's Melissa Block reporting from Chengdu. A new message from Osama bin Laden this morning. Bin Laden says al-Qaeda will continue its war against Israel. The message comes as Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary. Bin Laden says the fight for the Palestinian cause is what drives al-Qaeda most. The International Red Cross now says the lack of clean water will be the deadliest problem in Myanmar in coming days. There's concern about waterborne diseases in the Asian nation previously known as Burma. NPR's Duahli Saikautau is in Thailand, the staging ground for relief efforts.
Several UN agencies and other international aid groups told reporters in Bangkok today that conditions in Yangon and the Irrawaddy Delta are improving, but not fast enough. Steve Marshall with the UN's country team in Myanmar just returned from there.
People are going to need food and water for a long time. We're not just talking about something now that's going to stop in 2 days' time. So there will need to be a ramp up of as more product comes in, issues like warehousing, distribution, storage are actually going to become more and more critical.
The UN estimates up to 2.5 million people have been severely affected by Cyclone Nargis and urgently need emergency aid.
NPR's Duahli Saikautau reporting from Thailand. A $163 billion Iraq war funding bill fell in a surprising defeat in the House. Anti-war Democrats voted against it, and a large block of Republicans didn't weigh in at all. 132 Republicans voted present to protest domestic spending tacked onto the bill. So the bill is dead for now, but the Senate is set to take it up next week. To sports, where the Philadelphia Flyers beat the Pittsburgh Penguins to stay alive in the NHL Eastern Conference Finals. The Penguins lead 3-1 in that series. In the West, Saturday, the Detroit Red Wings visit the Dallas Stars. Detroit leads the series 3-1. That's your news and your sports for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.